T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Marks and Reese, we are back on National Avocado Day. Ike, you like avocados?
No.
Yeah. Jack, do you like avocados?
So I used to really hate avocados.
Is that a fruit or a vegetable?
Good question.
You know, I think it's a fruit, technically. It's like tomatoes a fruit, not a vegetable.
Well, that's a joke. Can we change that?
Yeah, that's
I'd
stupid.
Be fine with that.
Tomatoes a vegetable in my mind.
Correct.
It's I'd be fine with the reclassification of it. Yeah. I would. We should start a movement, Ike.
There's two things with tomatoes that need to be changed. One, they need to become a vegetable. And two, they cannot come in a generic sandwich. Like when you order a generic sandwich from a hoagie shop,
right,
they always just assume that people want tomatoes. I need the tomatoes off the sandwich.
No, standard is lettuce, tomato, onion on a hoagie. And if you don't want one of them, you just say no. If you already know that, just say no tomato.
No, but if you're going to order a sandwich and you're going to order it for a whole group of people, most people like lettuce and everything else, but like tomato.
No, they don't like everything else. People don't like onions. I mean, going by that, just make it plain.
Oh, I'm a good onion guy. I'm an onion guy.
Yeah, I like light onion.
Yeah.
I like light onion, but for having worked in sandwich shops for a long time, I know that a lot of people like no onions.
How many jobs have you had?
How many different food industry things have you worked in?
I worked at restaurants and sandwich shops.
Yeah, you worked at a cheesesteak shop, a french fry shop, a hoagie shop.
Donut shop.
What else?
I mean, steakhouse. I was a saute cook in a steakhouse.
There you go.
Yeah.
Know that.
Yes. I worked professionally in kitchens for a while, and then I realized that this sucks to make a living, right? It's like, well, open up your own restaurant. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good either, yeah.
Especially now. I mean, look at that right now, man. It would really suck. No, but, like, I'm fine with avocados, mm-hmm, right? But, like, I like to have, like, a turkey and avocado, or I'll make avocado mayo, and I like guacamole a lot, actually. It's the one thing I do like. But other than that, it's like kind of like whatever.
Guacamole is an avocado?
Yeah. Avocado and red onion. And like,
that's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
You like guac?
No.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, I love guacamole. Spicy guacamole with some good red onion in there. Oh.
Nah, collard greens, mustard greens, string beans, peas,
lettuce,
broccoli.
Huh.
Cabbage.
I like cabbage.
I'm trying to think of things that I eat that's green. I don't eat asparagus.
Well, you bleed green.
Bleed green for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you had that. Now, Jack, Gabe Kapler last night, so explain it fully, because I read the article and I still didn't understand. So he ran out to change pitchers, but he couldn't go out to change pitchers because the pitching coach was just out.
Yeah, so basically, so the pitching coach went out, and in the same at bat, Gabe went out, and you're not allowed to do that. So under MLB rules, a pitcher must remain in the game if he receives two mound visits during the same plate appearance. So Rogers was stuck facing Hedges, who bunted in a run on a botched fielder's choice in the Mariners
He tried to go out during the same at bat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the pitching coach goes out, and then Gabe goes out in the same at bat. So they had to keep him in rather than take him out. He's trying to take him out during the at bat.
Brain cramp.
Yes, he did.
I like the stimulation of it.
So we all remember when in his debut he went out to relieve Aaron Nola, and he brought in Hobie Milner, who was not warming up in the bullpen. And luckily, the umpires allowed him to take a couple of throws because they didn't want the guy's arm to fall off. Here's Gabe explaining last night's snafu.
I'll open it up here. I know everybody's going to be asking about going to get Rogers when I did. And that was just a mental screw-up on my part. Been around the game for a long time, and I just had a lapse in memory, things in the dugout. We were talking about a lot of different things, and hopped out there and went and got him, and obviously That was just a mental screw up on my part. So just wanted to own that, 100% my responsibility, and then happy to open it up and talk about the game.
There you go. So Gabe, listen, he owned it. He screwed up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And apparently, so I haven't been able to listen to it yet. I just saw this. Angelo went on with our sister station out in San Francisco to talk about Gabe.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so I can't wait to listen to that on my way.
So I know Howard a couple weeks ago did the same thing, and he was gentler on Gabe, but he said, you got no shot.
And Angelo will be too.
Yeah?
Yes.
I can't wait to hear what he said out there.
Yes. He was howling in laughter this morning.
So. Yeah, but you know what? And I've done this. It's different when you go on a station somewhere else. What we do on our shows is different than what I would do.
You don't want to be as much of a savage somewhere else than we are in here.
I think doing it, I don't know what it is. You don't come with the same level of energy. Like, he's not going to praise Gabe. He's just not going to call him an idiot. He's not going to do all that.
Right.
That he would do on the morning show.
Tones it down a little bit.
I should say, I would be surprised if he did that.
Well, maybe we can listen to the audio coming up at some point.
Especially on Gabe's birthday, no less.
Is Gabe's birthday today?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Gabe.
Yeah.
Did you send him something?
Love it.
Did Joe send him anything?
I mean, Joe should have him on, right? I mean, for his birthday.
Trying to think. You know who's an example and who's an example of that? And I did that with.
Yes.
Byron Maxwell and Kiko Alonso. So remember when we traded Maxwell and Kiko Alonso to the Dolphins to move up in the draft? I believe it was me and Chris then. We were at spring training. It happened in the spring or somewhere around there. So Miami's, the radio station in Miami, sports station, Joe Rose and somebody else, they called me, or I got a text, or what have you, asking to come on to sort of talk about Byron Maxwell and Kiko Alonso. And I didn't go on and say they were great players or anything of that nature. I more or less couched it as, hey, they were only here 1 year. Maybe they didn't necessarily fit the scheme, but we didn't get the player that was in Seattle or the player that was in Buffalo. You know, maybe you guys will get a different version of what we had here in Philadelphia, right? So you're honest about it, but you don't add the icing on the top that really buries the guy.
Well, you're a nice guy. Like you were a gentleman about it. Like I mean, you were honest to a certain extent, but you didn't have the same bite that you might have had up here about him.
And in part, he's going into a new city. Like I didn't know the guy personally, so why do I need to rip him to a new city?
Yeah, I think Angelo hammered him.
You think so?
Yes, I think Angelo hammered him.
Okay,
we'll find out. Let's go to the phone. Sam in Haddonfield.
You said Howard didn't though, right?
No, like Howard said that I like Gabe. He's a nice guy, but he has no shot. And he just more or less gave his honest opinion, which was he doesn't know what he's doing. He relies on analytics and he has no feel for the game and whatever. I mean,
also he did give it to him straight.
He gave it to him straight.
Yeah, he did.
But he gave the qualifier of, listen, I like Gabe and he's a nice guy, but
it's like what we do with Brett Brown.
Yeah, with Brett Brown.
Right. Let's go to Sam. Sam in Haddonfield. Hi, Sam.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
What's up, Sam?
Yeah, I don't know, bubble idea to shoot around and to hear your thoughts on it.
What you got?
Let's do it.
So I was thinking, what if they set up 8 bubbles, one for each division, on these college campuses that are all virtual?
Virtual campuses on we had a caller earlier that had this that said this to use the college campuses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
how many college campuses got multiple football fields?
Not that. I mean, maybe. I mean, what does a big school have? How many football fields? They have the stadium, and then they have maybe 2 practice fields.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you got 2 practice fields in the stadium.
Yeah,
but you also need the facilities. You need to be able to have film study. You need training rooms. Like you need all this stuff. The one thing that NovaCare has. It's, first of all, a first-class state-of-the-art facility. Not only that, we used to have to, I believe, go to either Jefferson or University to get
MRIs and X-rays
and stuff, yeah. right? Now they have all that stuff right there.
In NovaCare.
Right next to it.
In the facility, yeah.
Right next to it.
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons why they wanted to move down from Lehigh, because they felt like we have everything we need from a medical standpoint right here at the NovaCare, as opposed to being out at a college campus that isn't necessarily equipped to handle professional athletes.
Right. Yeah, I mean, as much as I used to love taking the yearly trip up to Lehigh, it mm-hmm. makes so much more sense for professional sports teams to not have that type of training yeah. camp anymore.
Although, Big Red still does it. He loves the whole getting away.
He loves the process.
He loves the getting away from everybody. Yep.
What? Did you see his?
I did.
His face shield.
I did. Yeah.
Time yours.
I don't even know what the is that like a welder's mask he had on, but it was see through.
The cashier at the CVS this morning when I went to CVS was wearing the same thing.
You're right.
The face shield. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it actually says face shield on it. Like I needed to know that. I'm like, yes, I can tell that. By the way, we had technical problems earlier in here, and they had to like reset the board. So I've not now figured out how to use a soundboard in here.
A lot more
C A T Y.
Oh,
215-592-9494.
Do I even need to be here anymore? Or you want to come,
bro? I'm risking my life.
Marks and Reese 215.
That's interesting.
Sorry.
Jack, are you guys going to be battling over drops? Like, what's – oh, I can't wait to witness this.
I would take Jack Fritz over Vinny.
You two with drops and with the controls of the drops?
Yeah, but it's
this will last a week.
You think?
Yes. Until you tell Jack to stop playing drops. Look, he's in there like a kid in a candy store right now.
215-592-9494.
I look at him. He can't stop.
He's throwing it
good
back.
Good morning. I'm saying good afternoon. How
are
you guys doing?
Oh, man. 215-592-9494.
You're right now. Man, my goodness.
Yeah, but there's so many good. Like, Jack doesn't use all the ones that I like.
Get my neck rolled!
You know?
He's going to be out of control.
It's great.
Go ahead and start tweeting that out.
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
That was Joe. Or that was
yes,
Jack.
Yes, I'm at the battle between you two. Should I get this board working in here? Can we all get drops?
An objectively excellent offseason, in my opinion.
215-592-9494.
Jack! Oh, God.
Marks and Reese. Coming up, Marks and Reese, text line, rest of your phone calls. And are the writers of one of the best shows of all time and one of the best movies of all time teaming up to write a new TV show? Yes, they are. We'll tell you about it coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, sports are back, and you can find all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, professional basketball got its regular season started off last night. Professional hockey is starting this weekend. Man, baseball is still trucking through, although they had a couple hiccups here and there. But guess what? We had at least the three of the four major sports back in action. It's a great time to be a sports fan again. Now, whether you've been betting on FanDuel Sportsbook for a while or you're new to the app, FanDuel has two great ways to win that you don't want to miss. First off, FanDuel is adding $10 in free bets to every account, no deposit required, and no strings attached. Now, did that get your attention? Well, check this out. In addition to your $10 bonus, FanDuel is also giving you a day of risk-free betting. Now, that means you can place any bet you want on baseball, basketball, and hockey and get up to $100 back in your total losses. Now, I mentioned professional basketball getting its regular season restarted last night. Well, for us here in Philadelphia, we get restarted tomorrow evening against Indiana. Right now, Philadelphia, 5.5-point favorite in that game. I like Philadelphia minus the points in that game. Again, that's 5.5 versus Indiana tomorrow. The big fella right now, he's going to be in the lineup. So give me Philadelphia minus 5.5. Now, if you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, then you're all set. Just use your $10 bonus and day of risk-free betting before they expire on August 2nd. And if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, then what are you waiting for? Just type in FanDuel.com/Ike to get you started so they know that I sent you. Again, that's FanDuel.com/Ike.
Marks and Reese, we are back. Joe Giulio's coming up at 6 o'clock. And Ike, you doing a little golfing this weekend? What do you got planned? Anything good?
Golf every weekend, brother.
You're back, aren't you, man?
Yes, sir.
Wow. All right.
Sir.
All right, well, let us know on Monday how you hit them. Not supposed to be that hot this weekend, I don't think,
That's
right?
That's even better.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, I'm gonna have to almost die out there on the course.
It was hot last weekend. Mm-hmm. It's still gonna be in the 80s, but I know it wasn't very warm today. I think it only made it up to the low 80s. But yeah, Jack, what are you doing this weekend? You moving again or anything else going on?
Our apartment's still pretty packed, so hopefully unpacking all that stuff and enjoying the city a little bit.
Gonna watch some baseball this weekend. Oh, that's right, the Phillies aren't.
Oh, he's a city guy. He's a city guy now. City boy now.
Listen, I'm a Philly guy.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be nice to be young again, Ike.
Yeah. Like now, Jack. I will be watching a lot of basketball and baseball this weekend. Check out the Flyers on Sunday, right?
Sixers tomorrow night.
When's the last time we had a full weekend of sports?
March?
Yeah, March.
Exactly, yeah.
March.
I mean, my tee time is at 7:45. So I'll be off the course by noon. Man, first game tomorrow starts, I believe, at 2:30.
You'll be set.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
There you go.
I'll be ready to go.
All right. So this article came out, and it caught Jack's attention, and for good reason. So writers that have worked on Goodfellas, The Sopranos, and The Wolf of Wall Street are developing a Showtime drama about the mafia. So if you're somebody that likes The Sopranos or likes any Goodfellas or any of those movies right there, this seems like it's going to be amazing. And Showtime Showtime already has some pretty good shows that are out there, but this sounds pretty great. So I'm really looking forward to this coming out.
It should be great. I mean,
and it's in development. It's not like that they're like in production right now.
No.
But yeah. So, Goodfellas, Wolf of Wall Street. Wolf of Wall Street, I wasn't like the biggest fan of. Goodfellas, obviously. Sopranos, yes, big time. But yeah, so that's what's coming out. So they're working on something right now. So you might have a new mafia drama coming out here maybe next year. Very cool. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. It's the text line.
Text line.
John, I would never hold it over your head that I played more fool's ball than you. Just Elliot Shore Parks. In Fives Love, General Chuckles.
What's up, Chuckles?
Play more fool's ball than football?
I think he was saying foosball, right?
I think he's water boy. When the way he says football.
That's what I kind of thought he was doing, too.
All right, what's next?
Hey, John, do you love bye weeks in baseball? Mike in Birdsboro.
Love it. Love it. I'm looking for the – I don't know where you have everything.
I love bye weeks.
There it is. Nothing would make me happier than a full NFL season and a bye week for the Eagles so I could spend my entire Sunday watching NFL Red Zone. It'd be amazing. What's next?
Great job, Ike. 345 to 347 was some of the best radio I've heard all week. Andy and Langhorne.
What was it?
That was when John's studio was dead near.
Oh wow.
You took the ring.
Oh, wow.
Did you just assume everybody knew what that was going to – because I totally forgot. Yeah, that's where the studio crapped out and Ike was in there talking before I came in.
Yeah.
You don't use that one.
Whoa.
Go, Jack.
Yo, Ike, loved hearing you tell stories about when you used to clean bathrooms. That's why you're a Philly guy. True blue collar. Jack from Delco.
Jack from Delco. That's right.
No quarantine.
What were Jack's previous jobs before interning here? Do we know?
I don't know, but I know he did bring his lunch pail to work every day.
He definitely did. The working class guy.
Ben Simmons hasn't even sniffed what criticism looks like in Philadelphia. Donovan in Arizona.
Donovan here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen.
Well, that's for sure.
That's for sure, but he gets his fair share of criticism. Is Donovan the most criticized or scrutinized athlete, you know, since you've been here? I would have to think he's the top, right? Because Lindros got it, but that was also pre-2000. I don't know. What's next?
Man, I thought I recognized John's voice from somewhere. Frank in Glassboro.
Probably talking about your previous job.
Oh, at the – well, I spoke about like all my previous jobs today. He was calling the adult chat lines. Mm. All right, let's finish up on the phones. We have, how you pronounce the name there, Jack? Kavan?
Gavin.
Kavan in Voorhees. Gavin. Is it Gavin with a G?
C-A-V-A-N.
Kavan.
County in Ireland where my family's from.
What's up, Kavan?
What's
up,
Kavan?
How you doing, guys? Good. Love the show. Talked to you a couple few times earlier.
Thank you.
I had no idea so many guys at WIP play golf. Ike, you got a, I'm a PGA pro. Play and teach for a living. I would love for you to come up to my facility. I don't know if I can name drop on here or not, but
sure, why not?
Yeah, Golf Tech Mainline. So I'm at the Golf Tech Mainline right near Villanova. We've got, you know, the latest and greatest as far as technology goes. Would love to have the crew come up, Ike. And I heard a crazy story with the camera and how he was teeing off the opposite way on the tee box, and I said, was there beers involved? And he said, no, not at the moment. And it just got worse and worse. So I think he needs a little instruction.
I'm going to have to take you up on that, man. Seriously.
I would be my pleasure, man. The boys come down. Golf Tech Mainline. We're right on Lancaster Avenue. Anytime you guys want to come up, you're in.
Cool. Appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks for the offer.
Wow. Appreciate it.
There you go. Now he can't help Joe DeCamera, or maybe he can. I don't want to doubt his coaching and pro skills. But me, on the other hand, he could easily knock about 8 strokes off my score.
You think?
By just teaching me how to chip the damn ball up there. Well, you know what it is, Jack. My approach shot is terrible.
Is that what he said? You're good driving. You're okay in putting.
Well,
but it's in between.
I wouldn't say I'm good driving and all of that. But the thing that hurts my final score the most is, I'm rarely on in 2. It normally takes me 3 or at least 3, sometimes 4 to get on the damn green.
Yeah, I think that
that kills your score.
There may be a larger problem with the camera, and it doesn't involve his golf game. It's just like I've never golfed with him, but I think I've been when he's golfed. He just doesn't look like
he certainly doesn't look like a golfer.
Right, but like, you know, there's a certain look that you have when you go golfing, mm-hmm. as far as how you're dressed and everything else. And
that's the first thing that stands out is your attire.
Correct.
Look good, play good.
That's right.
Yeah, all right, you had a camera in the toilet here.
In the toilet.
Where'd that would come from?
I'll admit, I'm a pig.
Where is it? The camera ones on the board?
Boy.
The midday drops.
Oh, you're going to go to middays. Okay, doing that.
I can't get it up.
So the MLB's internal investigation came out about the Marlins.
Yeah. Please tell me.
So it says that they were very lapsed following protocols during Atlanta weekend trip. Players going out, players in hotel bars. So basically that their internal investigation found that.
Internal investigation found the 2.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't need one. Yes, exactly, yes. They were out there getting them damn Lou Williams, what do they call? Pepper wings?
Lemon pepper wings.
Lemon
pepper and barbecue wings, yeah. All right. Well, there you go. You have it, Ike. Hopefully we have baseball back on Monday and we can talk about it.
Yep.
Everybody have a great weekend. Joe Giglio's coming up next. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Route 309 in Montgomeryville, online, mark-jewelers.com. Check them out. See you on Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.